It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Just a dreadful starting series for the Braves in San Diego. They get swept. They scored 7 runs, 0 of them over the weekend. Yes. 22 straight innings they haven't scored. So we'll get to that. They're playing the Dodgers tonight, who, from what I hear, are quite good.
Yes.
So whatever, good place to get it started this season, hopefully. We'll get back to some Final Four stuff coming up in about 20 minutes as the Final Four is set for the first time since 2008. It is all number one seeds, which... I mean, I guess if Cinderellas are what you're watching for, I'm sorry. Mm. These four teams are incredibly good and should be really, really good games this weekend. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
If you're out there driving, be careful out there.
Boy, it's coming down.
It just came through this thing. So if y'all are out there, please, 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 please be careful. The big news is, you know, Jesse Chavez is back, Andy.
He's back.
Now, these are things that we knew before we knew.
Yeah, right. He's going to be back.
He's going to be back.
It's like Strider's going to be back at some point. Acuna's going to be back at some point.
How did Spencer do this weekend in Gwinnett?
I do not know. Oh, he did good. Thumbs up.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Good, good. But yeah, we just didn't expect to see Jesse. It's not even April yet. You know what I mean? It's March still.
Yeah.
Didn't expect to see Jesse in March.
So maybe July. Maybe.
I don't know what my expectation was, really. I just figured it would be at some point. But it's happening.
Yeah.
That's how bad the first series was. Nobody had a worse first series than Hector Neris.
Somebody had to pay for this, Andy.
Yeah.
Somebody had to pay for them going 0-4, not being able to hit. It is him.
The guy who he pitched 1+ inning.
Yes.
And all the hitting woes, all the struggles, everything.
All the men left on base,
all Hector's
everything.
Fault.
It's all Hector. Hector had to.
Hector messed the vibes up.
Yeah, man. Hector ain't a vibes guy.
No, he's not. If there's one thing Jesse Chavez
is, vibes guy.
Without question, is a vibes guy.
Yes, he is. but yeah, that's pretty damn funny that all the bad stuff that happened and they like. Oh,
yeah, but no, seriously, they DFA'd Hector Neris today.
Yeah, he got to
go. That seriously did happen.
Yes.
We were joking about it in the first hour. I was like, this guy sucks. I don't know.
Yes.
Like, you know, normally you like to be a little more nuanced with your analysis of players. I don't have anything to say. He sucks. He can't get guys out. If he does get guys out, he gives up a bunch of runs before he does so. He had a 45 ERA.
Yes.
And so they just told him to stay in San Diego.
Yeah,
so
nah, you know what?
At least we nailed that one. We're like, hey, you know what? I think that guy's not good. Nailed it.
Yeah.
He's out.
And his replacement is old Jesse.
Yeah, now Jesse's back. So good.
Yeah, man. I mean, we'll see. I mean, if he's a vibes guy, maybe he can get the hitting vibes going. Because they got their asses stoned in San Diego. And now they're going up to play arguably, and much of the hype about this team is correct, the damn Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, don't come back 0-7. That's all I'm saying. All right. Let's have a
Just pump the bricks for 1 second. Imagine if I would have said that to you on Friday. How like you would have been like, what? Say it with your chest. Yeah. And I would have been like, well, all right. Okay. I'll say, and now we're look at what our chests are saying now.
Yeah, man.
Just don't come back 0-7.
Don't come back here 0-7, man. Get your one. I mean, God. Damn. 0-7 to start the home opener? Come on, man. Let's go. I mean, it was as bad as it could do. I mean, you can try to find some positive.
Nobody got hurt.
I think that might be it. Nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt.
I don't give a damn about the ball speed off the bat unless it wasn't caught or it was a home run. I don't care that you hit the ball hard to the outfield. Don't not care.
Yeah, I mean, I like that it looked like Baldwin belonged, you know. Like, again, nobody did Jack Blank.
No,
so
at all.
It's not like we're throwing a parade for it.
At all.
But, you know, the young guys come up early in seasons in situations like this when they're not supposed to, and sometimes they don't look
good. Andy, who's the guy for, I think, is it the Brewers who went like 0 for 5 in his debut, struck out when they were rookie? I think he played for the Yankees. I think in the first game he struck out 5 times. Yeah, he didn't look like that.
He didn't look like that.
He looked like he could belong and everything. I like the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the kid. But it's like you got to have the other guys come along also. You know, this. I mean, you mentioned it. Arcia's batting 7th.
Arcia also has the second highest batting average on the team after the first series.
Yes, he does.
It's one series. Like, we're not trying to give like big compilation numbers here, but he got a couple hits and nobody else did. Again, and nobody had any hits yesterday. Like, there was one hit. It was him. It was Arcia got on, and then there was an immediate double play.
Yeah, but I mean,
literally 27 guys came to the plate yesterday.
And Arcia played in because we know that the other guy started in the second game. Well, I didn't realize this. They were talking about him, Brian. He's a San Diego kid, so
okay,
he's at home. Second game of the year. All right, let him start. Maybe it's people there or something like that. But yeah, overall, it stunk. The pitching was okay.
Starting pitching was okay. None of them went super deep in the game. The bullpen, for the most part, was okay outside of Hector Neris, and that's why he's not on the team anymore. And the offense was dreadful.
Say it again, Bo.
Well, both Max Fried and Charlie Morton stunk over the weekend too. If that makes anybody feel any better,
it doesn't.
No, not really. Not really. No. I only want good things for Charlie Morton. Morton seems great.
And
Max
shouldn't have
too.
Left.
Like, for the most part.
Yeah, man. I mean, Max had to do what
Max
he had
to
do.
Max is a Yankee now.
Max
though,
had
so
to do what he had to do.
I can't, like, you root I mean? For him. I yeah. like him. I like yeah. what he. I think you could root for Charlie, though. He plays for the Baltimore.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Baltimore
like,
never hurt anybody.
Max Fried did what Max Fried had to do.
Oh, I don't blame Max Fried for getting $177 million.
But now he's on this team. I'm sure that Max is still close to a lot of his teammates there. We need to get some of them torpedoes down.
Exactly. I don't know if they are the only ones that have them.
Yes.
I don't know if they're the only guy that has the number of the guy that makes them.
Yes.
But somebody on the Braves team has Max Fried's number.
Yes. Call
shoot
up
him a
Max.
Text. Shoot him a text. Whatever. Maybe use that that app that deletes your encrypts it, Signal or something, you know, that people are using these days. Ask him for the number of the bat guy and get some torpedo bats in here.
Yes.
So you guys can get those in the lineup. Because nothing, do anything.
That's
pull
what
out
I did
all the
say
stops.
On the Sunday night baseball broadcast last night that there were some headed to Atlanta.
I know, but it's more fun to do the joke. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Oh,
that one goes off of the pitcher. Third base is unoccupied. They throw behind Ozuna, and they get the double play. What a play by the Padres. Ozuna saw third base open.
Things aren't going your way. The ball goes towards Machado. He makes a great play on this. And Luis Arraez yesterday made a great throw. In second, does it again.
Was that any, like, good Braves audio after Friday? I mean, after Thursday?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Drake Baldwin did throw a runner out on like Friday.
I was wrong. Okay, he did do that on Friday. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Schwellenbach had a nice start.
He did. I thought Schwellen was great. Part. I thought Schwellen was really good.
But no, no. And that also right there is the perfect microcosm of look, I'm not blaming anything on luck. They played bad and didn't hit the baseball. They didn't deserve to win, especially Saturday and Sunday, but probably Friday too. Thursday, you could make an argument that the bullpen was better. Okay, but like, they didn't score any runs in the last 22 innings.
No.
So I can't come on here and talk about bad luck.
That's Hector, man.
Now, there was some bad luck because that right there, Braves hit a liner off the pitcher's foot and turned into a double play. Padres hit a liner off the pitcher's foot on Saturday. It turned into a ground rule double.
It did.
And it was the only run they scored in the game. The Braves lost 1-0. So, yeah, there was some. It was some, you know, break of the game kind of stuff that happens over the course of 162. You'll get the good bounces as the season goes on. But let's not Braves fan ourselves here, okay?
No.
Let's not lie to ourselves.
That's not a good performance, dude.
They got embarrassed at the plate.
Yeah.
Especially on Saturday and Sunday.
Fire the hitting coach this offseason.
Fire the new guy.
Fire the new guy.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. And, oh, my God. And it's already started to, Andy.
The snit stuff?
No.
Oh, what?
The wash stuff.
Because I saw the snit stuff yesterday.
I saw the snit stuff this morning.
Snits lost the team.
Yeah, but then, like, they miss Ron Washington. They miss Wash.
Well,
you got to have somebody on base for Wash to send them.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, you know, it's now a one season plus, and the offense just hasn't been the same.
So it was all on Wash, huh?
I don't know. Like, I mean, you know, as everyone sort of searches for, yes, like the
play better,
right? That, and then also like the real reaction to it is no fun because they're 0-4.
The real question for
the real
you.
Reaction is, well, it's one series.
I got a question for you, Buck.
What
is Ozzie's arm that like really strong?
It's not great.
Okay.
That's why he plays second base.
Yeah, I was just curious. I was like, damn, Ozzie.
Because he was a shortstop.
Yeah,
and
I know
they
that.
Moved him over.
Yeah.
Probably not a shortstop arm.
Okay.
Well, what happened? What
nothing. I just, every time he's a very frustrating double play turner.
Oh,
yes, very frustrating.
Interesting.
Very frustrating. Like, get the ball, throw it, Ozzie.
Now, sometimes he likes to take his time a little bit. He will take his time a little bit on those
throw
double
it,
plays.
Let's go.
A little nonchalant.
Sometimes lollipops it over there.
It's a little nonchalant.
Come on,
sometimes.
Ozzie.
But he usually gets them.
Come on, Ozzie.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, he still.
They usually get them.
Again, this is very frustrating.
Yeah.
But that's just what happens when your team's 0-4. You start looking at stuff.
Oh yeah,
like
you
that.
Start snit.
Yeah, you start. Yeah, you start snit picking.
Yeah,
snit picking.
Because yeah. I saw people doing that on the app over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, well, obviously, this is what it's going to be. Man can't control a bullpen. Can't coach an offense.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear all that. I didn't
see
all that. I just saw the retirement thing.
You see it.
But, yeah, but, I mean.
49th year.
Yeah,
I think he's fine.
I saw Alex Anthopoulos don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I think they're all fine. Now, this is the one that, like, I don't know how much this plays into it right now or whatever, but, like, if it keeps going like this a little bit, I do wonder who the guy is that, like, smashes a water cooler in the dugout. It might be Kelnick.
Is that, but what does that do?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When people say
guys
that,
do it.
Like, but no, what I'm saying, what, like, this, like, a lot of times people look at it like in the movies. Remember when what was that? Oh, God, when he flipped over the table.
Yeah, but I don't mean like that. I mean, guys do it in seasons. And, like, there was the snit meeting in Arizona a couple years ago, and that really kind of turned things around.
Did things? I mean, we had so much fun with that one.
I mean,
we had a lot of fun with that one.
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's what I'm saying. Like
Noah punched
Yeah, he did.
But then he got hurt. So maybe, like, we don't need anyone doing
that's just dumbass.
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
And again, they all know they're not doing well.
Yeah.
So, like, someone standing up in the locker room and being like, hey, this is crap.
Yes.
Like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Dude.
Thanks, yell guy.
Yeah, that's why I've always been one of those people like, you punching and yelling and stuff, that ain't going to make me play better.
Nah, probably not.
Me deciding to get my head out my behind.
But I also think that I don't think anyone's, like, I think they're doing their best. They're just not playing well.
Yeah, but it's been four games.
If this were football terms, this is what? Panicking after the first drive?
Yeah, pretty
much. You go three and out the first drive and
oh, my God, what is going on, man? Well,
and that's why any reaction that's anything up there is, you know, it's not realistic.
Yeah, man.
It's 0-4. They're going to lose four games in a row during the season.
Yeah, again. I just feel like they did it.
Well, of course.
I mean, the Padres, of course. The Padres are a good baseball
But that's
team.
Why the real reaction to it is not like an appropriate or fun one
why
today.
The hell did we get the, why the hell did Brady got to start on the West Coast?
I know. And start against those guys.
Yeah, we won the Pillars, Andy. And
even if you start on the West Coast, can we play the Athletics?
Yeah, we are Pillar, Andy.
Can we play the Angels? Because they don't care about the Interleague anymore.
Did anybody else have to go to the Dodgers? I mean, Padres, Dodgers,
no,
back-to-back?
Only the Braves.
Only the damn Braves.
Now, does somebody have to go Dodgers, Padres?
Yes, they do. But I'm saying, well, I'm saying to start the season? Well, that ain't fair.
I'm asking.
I want to talk to the schedule makers.
Do the Tigers have to do what the Braves are doing?
Are they? Oh.
No, they're not. The Tigers get the Mariners. That's great.
What kind of crap is that?
Yeah, come on. Who did the Braves make mad? Somebody. They're getting penalized. All right, we're going to make Braves fans happy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Assuming you still want to go see them, which I think you do. Caller number 6 right now is going to win a family 4-pack of tickets to see the Braves take on the Marlins on Saturday, April 5th at Truist Park. That's this Saturday. Caller number 6, 404-726-0929. We're going to send you to see the Braves take on the Marlins on Saturday at Truist. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.